It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and if you listen to this show over the last few weeks, you should be familiar with our new social media coordinator, Alexis.
Yeah!
She's fresh out of college, eager to kickstart her career, and most importantly, hungry for love. Starving, almost.
She's thirsty.
And she wasn't having very much luck meeting guys in person. So we encouraged her to look for love online. She signed up for Tinder and for Bumble. And all she really got was a couple of dirty pickup lines and a ton of requests from dudes asking her for feet pics.
Oh, that's the dating
Which
pool.
Actually turned out to be great for her.
Yeah
she's making some side money.
Yeah, by the way, if you haven't heard, she is doing feet pics for money.
I cannot.
Socks.
Well. She's selling socks. I just still can't get over that one.
Alexis, I'm sure your mom and dad are very proud of you right now. But do you have any updates on the feet pic situation?
Yeah, so I actually received my first payment the other day.
Shut up!
A Venmo came through!
Good job!
Yeah. Wow. Okay, you guys are all acting like this is so normal.
It was so exciting.
Can I just say... How much money did you get?
It was $50 for a pair of white socks that I had to wear running.
It doesn't creep you out at all?
No. So one client does seem a little creepy. He said that instead of mailing them, he prefers like a drop-off pickup sort of thing.
Yeah, don't do that.
He hides the money somewhere, and then I pick up the money, and then I leave the socks.
I want you to slide those socks through the mail slot in my door.
I'm driving the windowless van. Is that what he told you?
But I'm feeling pretty hopeful. I mean, it's looking good. I was stoked about the Venmo.
Okay.
All right. That's great.
We're very proud of you.
Thank you.
And now regarding back to the Tinder and Bumble situation, what's going on with that? Like in general, how is that going?
Ugh, it's just so bad.
Why is it so bad?
The other day I timed it and I went 20 minutes straight of swiping and didn't find anyone.
Oh.
I literally looked at my phone because I was like, it feels like it's been a while.
Do you ever feel like you're being too picky?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that in 20 minutes you couldn't find one person.
Okay, maybe
to
I'm
swipe
a little
right
picky.
Up.
Yeah. Seriously.
All right, so not going well for you.
No, and the low point was when I saw it shows if people like super like you before you like them, and my friend's brother was on there and super liked me.
Oh,
and
awkward.
We like my best friend, like we grew up together. Hey. And I was like, okay.
That sounds like fate though.
So I got off those. Oh, and I got on Hinge because there's more filters. Oh. So you can filter.
Wait, which one is Hinge?
Yeah, is that the one where you get paid by the minute?
No, you don't get paid by the minute.
Oh, I don't know which one
that is. It's just another day one, but you can put more filters so I can limit out even more people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I heard that you had a chance meeting with someone the other day in person.
I did.
What happened there?
Yeah, so I was walking into Trader Joe's the other day.
Okay.
At the same time as like a youngish looking guy.
Okay.
So I was like, huh. And I noticed I was in the produce section, the healthy.
The produce section is where love happens. Yeah. So.
No, it is. And he was like, healthy food.
Yeah, he was like lingering around there. And I was like, do I know this guy? And I realized it was the Costco gas station guy.
It's the same guy?
Yeah, he was in Trader Joe's with me.
Oh okay, wait, wait, hold on. Backstory. She was at the Costco gas station, and this guy was like, hey, you want to go running with me?
Yes.
And he gave you his number, and then you guys never followed through on that.
No, because he like deleted pictures on Instagram before he like would follow me.
Yeah, he had some shady stuff, and he was like, by the way, where are you going to be driving to next?
Yeah.
I need to know.
So wait, he was the same guy at the Trader Joe's?
That's creepy.
So he was there. So then I kind of tried to avoid him, so I'd like go down the frozen aisle, but then he'd appear on the other side, and then I went to the chip aisle, and then he appeared
too. And a lot of people felt like this guy was already kind of stalking you, because how did he know you were a runner?
Right.
No, exactly.
So now he's at the same Trader Joe's.
Yeah, he was. So I literally did a full loop around the store to avoid him, but then I was looking for a bottle of wine, and I spent too long there and he trapped me.
He showed up.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
There's a couple of like little things.
So what's going through your mind as this guy is like coming up behind you with the wine?
So he came up and he was like, do I know you from somewhere? You look really familiar.
Oh,
and I was
gosh.
Like, and I was like, the gas station? And he was like, oh, yep, that's it. And he's like, I knew you looked like a runner. I was like, why do you keep saying
why
that?
Why did he say that again?
I don't know.
Were you in running clothes at that point?
No, I was not. I don't know why you keep saying that.
I love how he pretended not to remember you, too. Like, he's definitely been following you around the store, and he was just like, I wonder if I've met you somewhere. He definitely knew.
But what is the runner comment? Because you were running from him inside the store? Like, I knew you looked like a runner?
I don't know why he keeps saying that.
The only thing would be because you look fit. But you don't assume someone's a runner.
Yeah, but she could be into CrossFit. Exactly. She could be into, you know, Zumba, for all we know.
Being so specific is the creepy part.
Yeah. Then I'm checking out, and he comes to check out the same time as me.
Oh my God.
And then we're walking out the door at the same time, like, of the place. Like, somehow the checkouts matched up perfectly.
What's the vibe you get from him?
Yeah, I feel like he's acting chill, but he's, like, well-calculated in his head, you know? Like, he knows what he's doing, but he's acting like
he's not. Is he
hot? That's my thing with the hotness, is because both times I met him, he had a mask on.
Oh.
So you just can't tell.
Dude, I feel you on that.
And so we're walking out, and then that's when he asked me if I'd want to hang out again, because
course.
I bailed the last time. So this time I decided I would agree to it.
Oh, just to see. You are going to get kidnapped.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, so I agreed. But we're going on a running date in the middle of the city at 11:30.
Like in the morning.
Middle of the day.
Or at night.
Well, this is great. You can knock out a date, and then after you're done with your run, you can take off your socks and send them to some guy for money.
You're so right.
There you go.
So we're doing that together, and
it's either the most romantic thing you've ever heard, like chance meetings, and none of us planned it, or this guy is so creepy and
needs to be in jail. That's the thing with romance. It's a very fine line, and it all hinges on how hot he is.
Yeah, it's true.
But this does give you a chance. I mean, it's 11:30 in the morning. You're running in public. That all seems fine.
Yeah.
And it gives you a chance to call him out on his deleted Instagram posts and stuff from before and find out if he's in a relationship or what his deal is.
That's true. But what if I show up and, I don't know, just see how he looks off the mask, I guess.
I love that. It's so interesting that you're not worried that he might be following you that he might have a wife or a secret girlfriend that he's not telling you about. You're worried that you're going to show up and he's going to take off his mask and he's going to be a 7 instead of an 8.
Is he hot?
I am kind of worried. And he texted me before to plan it and referred to me as a slim blonde bomb.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Oh, God.
That's a terrible nickname, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's not good at nicknames.
No, it was really cringy.
Yeah. I think you need to make sure you call and text Brooke before and after this date.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Or maybe I'll just follow you in a car.
Yeah.
Brooke's not running at all.
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
A fake mustache. I can see Brooke doing this.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck, Alexis.
It could be fate or really creepy.
Yeah.
Or he could be so unattractive, I just run off.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, that's good.
Well, text into 78592. Listeners, do you know of a guy who likes posing as a doctor in scrubs while abducting women from grocery stores around the country? We just want to make sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Your phone tab's coming up right after this.